Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You from Eve. We are back with another episode for our January series. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve. I have this podcast called For You from Eve, obviously, that you're listening to, where I post all about mental health, wellness, physical health, just kind of self-love and the healing journey and just becoming the best version of your yesterday self in a very realistic way through many micro shifts and micro habits that you can start incorporating into your life, as well as ways that you can kind of just change the narrative, switch the perspective, and try getting onto a better path for yourself, for your future, and just really leveling up yourself and your life. Normally, I upload every single Friday. We call it For You Friday, and I will normally have an episode up every Friday. However, I decided to do this little January series where I upload an episode every single day for the month of January, and every single topic will have to do with a subject that obviously works with bettering ourselves, bettering our life, and every single one is a mind shift. And every single one is either routine, habits, mindset shifts, whatever it is, basically just a bunch of practices that you can start incorporating into your life to start living life for yourself and to start making life kind of the best thing for you and a really great journey. I'm very grateful you guys decided to click onto this episode, and I want to thank everyone who's been kind of following through with this journey. And make sure you guys follow me on all my social medias linked in the description. I'm very active on my TikTok and my Instagram at For You From Eve, and I've been a lot more active on my Pinterest as well. So make sure you guys follow all my socials linked down below. Make sure you guys shop my promo codes. Make sure you guys give this show good ratings and good reviews. The better feedback I get back, the better content I can create for you guys, and the more that I can create for you guys. And I have so many exciting ideas coming for this business and for this show that I'm so excited for you guys to hear about. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and get started into this episode. Obviously, the title, How to Enhance and Grow Emotional Strength. Now, when I think of emotional strength, I think of And the way that I kind of define emotional strength is I think of when you're being put through some type of burden or something that makes you upset or something that makes you angry, and having the strength to still be yourself, having the strength to still be kind, and having the strength to go through it while remaining true to yourself. And that's how I feel about emotional strength. I feel like emotional strength really just is the power to still be yourself and still stay true to yourself and still stay kind. And I actually saw this quote the other day that I do want to share. I've shared it on my Instagram, but I want to share it again with you guys because it kind of reminded me of emotional strength and just kindness in general. It's from The Pivot Year by Brianna Wiest, and it says, "Kindness is evidence of impenetrable strength. It is the willingness to stay soft in a world that tries to harden you at every corner." And I highlighted that part. It is the willingness to stay soft in a world that tries to harden you at every corner. It is the ability to absorb your own emotions and diffuse them, to decide what you want to act on and what you want to put back out into the world, regardless of what the world has put you through. Kind people are not just good, they are heroes in their own ways. Their ability to not reciprocate unkindness to a world that often deserves it makes them catalysts for the deepest healing to occur. And this was something that I kind of started to focus on in the past few years, was staying kind and staying soft in a world that tries to change that. I've been around people who've tried to change that. I've been in situations where that's kind of been tested, and it doesn't necessarily mean let yourself get stepped all over and, you know, show that you don't care about anything, because you will get treated in ways that you're not going to want to be treated because you're making it seem like you can handle it. And there's going to be people who tell you don't stay kind, don't stay nice, because those people don't deserve it and the world doesn't deserve it. But that is a lack of emotional strength, to try to be hardened by the world trying to harden you, is when you try to stoop down to levels, when you try to be mean back, when you try to hurt someone back, or when you try to give someone the same pain that they gave you. That is a show of a lack of emotional strength. And that's why in today's episode, I want to talk about how to enhance and grow your emotional strength, and how to kind of go through certain situations and still be okay and still be yourself and still be kind and still be soft. So the first thing that I want to share and that I want to talk about when it comes to enhancing and growing your emotional strength is to accept what you are no longer in control over. So no matter what situation you were in, no matter who it was that you were with or that you were talking to, whether it was a friend or a partner, stop trying to change that person and stop trying to convince them of your own ways. I think sometimes we get so stuck in our own ways and stuck in our own lifestyle that when we start to get to know someone new, or when a friend is handling a situation in a way that we would never handle it, we try to change their minds, we try to change their perspectives, we try to change maybe maybe even their morals or their values. And I've seen this so many times, and I've been guilty of this too, where me and someone will have a different opinion and I try to convince them of my way. And I've gotten to the point where for the past few months, for the past year, if me and someone disagree on something, I'm not going to sit there and try to convince you that my way is right. That is not the type of person that I am. That is not how I want to waste my breath and waste my energy and waste my efforts. At the end of the day, I like it my way, you like it your way, and we're going to go on with our lives. Your friends are going to handle situations way differently than you are because you have never been in the same exact situation. Even if you think you have not. You were dating different people. You were different girlfriends or boyfriends, okay? So you need to stop trying to change people's minds. You need to stop trying to change the way a situation happened. You cannot control other people, and you shouldn't want to control other people. You really should just be okay with being yourself and having that person be themselves. And if who they are is not someone that you want to associate with, then that's fine. You can walk away from that. But maybe it's someone that you love where you just disagree on certain things, and that's totally okay. And it's like, if you're extremely convinced your way is the right way, or your way of thinking or your mindset is the right way, that's totally okay. And you can go on with that, and you don't owe anyone an explanation as to why that's the right way that you believe strongly on. And I understand that this can be aggravating, especially when you love and care about someone so much that you're just like, I want them to see it my way because my way is the highway. My way is the right way. But when you are not accepting of the fact that you can disagree with someone on something, you waste so much energy, time, and effort on trying to change this person. And that is also showing a low emotional strength level within you, because it's like, why aren't you and what you believe in enough for yourself? Why must you convince other people to think and feel the same ways as you? You need to stop trying to change people and stop trying to change situations that you can't control. If someone broke up with you, if someone said, I don't want to be friends with you anymore, stop trying to change their mind. Stop trying to beg for a place in their life. Your presence is a present, okay? Your presence and your energy and your efforts are a gift. And obviously there's a, you know, certain wave of self-awareness where it's like, am I someone that I want to be friends with? But if the answer is yes, and you really are just being yourself, and this other person kind of just doesn't want anything to do with you, that's something you need to just accept and move on from. And you need to say, okay, I said what I said. I said everything I had to say. I did everything I could have done, and I'm walking away from this, and I'm no longer trying to change this person. I'm not going to beg to be in their life. I can't control the way they feel. I can't control the actions they take. So I'm just going to step away from this and accept that it's something that I cannot change. And I understand how aggravating and frustrating that can be, but I promise when you stop trying to change things that you can't control and you just accept them as they are, you will feel so much peace within yourself. The next thing is stop trying to prove yourself or always trying to be right. And this also kind of goes in with, you know, stop trying to control other people, but just remind yourself, like, you're allowed to be wrong. You're allowed to ask for help. I feel like we have sometimes so much pride and so much ego that it's like we try so hard to prove to people we're right, or we try to prove to people that we're successful or that we have money or that we're smart or that we know how to dress or whatever it is, that we're in a good relationship. We're always trying to prove things to other people, and that takes away so much from us, whether we see it or not. It's like, you're allowed to be wrong. You're allowed to have messed up in the past. You're allowed to ask somebody for help. That's part of being a human. It's like, I would never be embarrassed to ask someone, hey, how do I edit this? Or, hey, how do I promote this? Like, that's asking someone for help. And I've been asked for help. I love when I'm asked for help, and I've asked people for help. There is no prideness big enough to sabotage your own path simply just because you're afraid or you're embarrassed or you're hesitant about asking somebody for help. You need to stop trying to think that you know the best and stop thinking that you're always right, because you're allowed to be wrong. You're allowed to make a mistake. You're allowed to mess up. And when you become aware of these things, and when you accept, like, oh yeah, I was wrong in that situation, but like, now I know that blah, 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 you show so much emotional strength and emotional maturity and emotional intelligence, and even just mental intelligence and mental maturity, when you have the power and the courage to say, I was wrong in that situation. Can you help me be right? Can you help me? What do I do from here? And that is definitely a very hard thing for a lot of people to do. And I've noticed that is it's so hard for people to admit that they were wrong. And this was something even for me that I was like having trouble with at one point. But after being around so many stubborn, prideful people, I've learned that it's actually more embarrassing to hold your pride and hold your ego than just admit, I was wrong. I didn't like that lifestyle I used to live. I didn't like that decision I made a few years ago. But now I know this and I know that. It shows so much more emotional strength. And it's such an attractive trait when someone can admit that they don't know what they're doing and ask for help and try to grow and try to learn from it. The next thing to grow and enhance emotional strength is to stop holding grudges. You waste so much energy on people when you care enough to hold a grudge. I understand like forgive but not forget, and I understand that. I think that's very different than holding a grudge, and some people might disagree with me, but that's how I feel personally. There's many people in my life that I'm still friends with, that I still talk to, that I still hang out with, that I still love, and that I still care about. However, they have done something to me in the past, or they have said something to me in the past that I have not forgotten and that I don't even really want to forget. And at the end of the day, it's okay to take space or to take time or to kind of just like release a lot of energy from somebody that hurt you. And it's even okay to kind of cut someone off because they've been continuously hurting you or acting completely toxic towards you and they're actually having a negative impact on your life. It is okay to cut them off. But when I say holding a grudge, I mean in the sense of like, let's say you have a group of 10 friends and there's one person in that friend group who did you really dirty or that talks about you or just adds this like toxic negativity into your life. Holding a grudge to me means when you see them in a room, you're not going to go up to them and say hi, and you're just going to be like, F that, I'm over that person, da da da, whatever, we're not friends, da, da da, whatever. That's holding a grudge to me, but forgiving and forgetting is going up to them, hey, hi, how are you? Talk for a few minutes and walk away. You don't have to waste any more energy or effort on them at all. So that's kind of what I mean when I say, like, I forgive someone, I'll still spend time with someone, I still care about someone, I might still love someone, and I'll still say hi to them in a room, I'll still talk to them here or there, but I'm never going to share my personal life with them. I'm never going to share private things for them. I'm never going to let them in the same way I did in the past, because I have seen that the way that I let them in the past was just the door opened for them to hurt me. So stop trying to like waste energy on this person though. Like, don't hold a grudge and not say hi to them in person, but then stalk their social media. You are wasting your own energy and your own effort when you hold a grudge against someone. So just remind yourself, it's okay if you want to take space from someone. It's okay if you even cut someone off. But if they're in public settings, you trying to waste your energy purposely not trying to say hi to them is going to waste more energy than just saying hi to them. And it's just, you come off very emotionally strong when you are able to look someone in the eyes that has hurt you and say, hi, how are you? Or I'm wishing you the best. That is, I think, such a strong trait to have. And it's definitely very difficult. I've looked at people who have hurt me so many times and said, how are you? I'm wishing you the best. Because even when people have hurt you, you don't know what people are going through on their own. It's like, let's say a guy ghosted you and then you run into him at the bar and he comes up to you, hey, how have you been? And he's ghosted you months ago. And you just look at him and instead of being like, F you, screw you, and you walk away with your girlfriends like you just, you know, ate, instead just going up to him and be like, oh, hi, how are you? And he's like, good, da, da, da. And be like, great, well, I'm with my friends. I hope you're doing great. Like, it was nice seeing you. And you walk away. Think of how much more attractive and mature and strengthening that is than just being like, ugh, and like pouring a drink in his face. You know, stop holding those grudges and just realize people change, people move on, people act on emotions sometimes, and it's okay to take space from that person. Next thing for emotional strength is just to be more private. I've been talking about this in a lot of episodes, so I'm not gonna go like super full into it, but just, you don't owe anything to anyone, okay? If you wanna keep the new relationship you're in a secret from your friends, you can do that. And it's like, oh, well, they're my friends. They tell me everything. They don't have to. They do that because they want to. However, if you're more private and then the people around you start to be more private, that's not something that you can get angry about. You can't say, well, why aren't they sharing their life with me? If you stop sharing your life and you stop sharing your personal things with someone and they give you that same energy, that's okay. People can be private. I think that when you're starting a relationship with someone or when you have an individual friendship with someone, that's an intimate thing between you and that person, and people don't need to see the ins and outs of it. You can show them funny conversations. You can tell them that you're going on this cool date. You can tell them something nice that they did for you, but you don't have to go in detail about how the you don't have to go into detail about how the situation's going or the way that they feel about certain things and etc. It's okay to just remind yourself, I don't owe anything to anyone. I decide what I want to share, and that's totally okay. That doesn't mean that you don't trust the people you're telling it to or that you don't want them to know. It just means like, I want to be more private. I want to keep things to myself. I want to form my own opinions on people before people give me an opinion on them. Like, I know for me, like, people could tell me like, don't get to know that person, they're horrible. And if I'm interested in getting to know that person, I'm still going to get to know them because I want to form my own opinion and create my own opinion on them. So that's something that, like, I've kind of learned is just I don't owe anyone anything and I can form my own opinions on people. And hey, if I have to get hurt and learn a new lesson, so be it. You know, that's a part of life, and at least it's something that you did on your own. My next tip is stop making people feel bad for what they're feeling. I'm so guilty of this, honestly, where someone will tell me, I'm very tough love sometimes with my friends, where my friend will be upset over the same situation over and over again, and I'll listen to it over and over again, and I'll give advice over and over again, but it gets to a point where I'm like, now you're being delusional, and you have no right to be upset over this situation anymore. And I feel like that can come off very tough love and very harsh. Even though it comes with pure intentions, genuinely, it really, really does. Like, I don't mean to be like, you don't have a right to be upset over this, you know, because at the end of the day, we don't really know what people go through. We don't know the situation between two people. And I feel like when you just stop making someone feel bad for feeling something and you just let them feel and you just listen and you give your advice, that's all you can do. I understand that sometimes you'll give your friend advice because she asks for it. She does the opposite. And it kind of is like a repetitive pattern. And at this point, you're like, okay, well, now I'm just wasting my energy and my effort. I've been in situations where I've told a friend, listen to the audio message I sent you a month ago because I was going to give you the same advice. Like, you come to me with the same situation. I give you the same advice about the same situation. You don't take it. You end up in the same situation again. And you want me to have a different outcome. And it's like, I'll listen to you. If you want to send me audio messages, if you want to text it, great, I'll listen. But I'm not going to give my feedback anymore because I don't have enough energy to waste on your situation. And I think that's fair. I think that obviously to be a good friend, you should always be there for your friend. You should always be a shoulder to cry on. You should be there to listen. You should be there to give advice. But if you have done the same thing over and over again, it is very fair to tell your friend, you've been in this situation 5 times in the past 3 months. I have given you the same advice on this situation 5 times in the past 3 months. You have not listened to me once. You have not taken my advice once. So for that reason, I'm not entertaining everything you just said. You can vent to me as much as you want, but I'm not going to share my advice or waste my energy on it anymore. Like, I'm just not. And I think that's super, super fair. But I also think you need to make sure you look at yourself and you tell yourself, like, you know what? I need to be fair to my friend. I need to not judge why she's upset over something I would never get upset about, because at the end of the day, you never know their situation. My next little tip for emotional strength is stop trying to heal by admitting that you don't feel. I know so many people who will act like a situation doesn't bother them or will act like they're not upset about someone or upset about something when they very obviously are. And it's just like you need to realize that if you are one of those people that kind of hide things in and you don't admit when something upsets you, you are just fooling yourself and you're lying to yourself and you're holding yourself back. You need to stop thinking that the way to heal is faking it till you make it. I think fake it till you make it works in certain situations, and it's worked for me in certain situations. But when it comes to emotional strength and who you are on the inside, if you are hurt by someone, I'm not saying text them every day crying to them and telling them, you hurt me over this and da-da-da. No. But you're allowed to be honest with yourself. When you're alone in your room at night, or if you're with your sister or your brother or your parents or just a friend, someone that you can talk to about anything and everything, don't hide from them that you don't feel upset over something. That's not how you're going to heal. You're not going to heal by telling that person, like, yeah, I don't really care. Like, I'm over it. And then you go home in your room at night and you're by yourself and you're like, yeah, it's fine, whatever. I'm just not going to think about it. And then you'll play video games or watch a YouTube video or read a book so that you don't have to think about what it is or who it is that hurt you. That is you just fooling yourself, and you are postponing your healing journey. You are postponing your journey to happiness because you are not admitting that, hey, this upsets me, which is the first step of healing. To be self-aware and to be honest with yourself and say, this is a situation that hurts me. So stop thinking that you're going to heal when you can't even admit to yourself that something upsets you. That is the first thing you need to do to start growing your emotional strength, is take account for the things that have hurt you in the past. The next thing, and this is kind of like, you know, black and white situation, stop complaining all the time. It's okay to sometimes complain or let out a negative thought. You're a human being. But I feel like the more you complain about something out loud, it's like the more negative things come around you, where it's like, I hate this cup of coffee. And then you look around and you're like, I also hate that. I also hate this. I also hate whatever it is. I feel like it's okay to complain here and there because you're a human being. That's normal to have a negative thought or a negative emotion. But you need to stop complaining about every single thing in your life and complaining in every situation, because that's not even a fun person to be around. And it's like, why are little things like that getting to you so much? So stop complaining. It's okay sometimes to have a negative thought or negative, you know, sentence out here and there. You're a human being, but just stop complaining about every single thing that happens, because you shouldn't be that bothered by that stuff. The next thing for growing emotional strength is to stop holding high expectations for people. You're going to be disappointed. And it's unfair to that person, because you're holding them to an account that they don't even hold themselves. And then when they don't achieve it or they don't reach it, you get kind of disappointed or upset or angry with them. And it's like, that's not even fair to them, because they never got asked to be held at that standard. So stop holding such high expectations for people. I understand you're, you know, getting to know somebody and you have certain standards, you have certain expectations for this person to follow in order for you to take them seriously, in order for you to have feelings for them, in order for you to go on a date with them or go on a second or third date with them. And that's totally okay to keep to yourself, and you know, but I also think that you need to be very lenient and you need to understand no one's perfect, and a lot of things change when feelings are involved. So if you start getting to know a guy and there's a lot of things that he does that you're not really a fan of, but you're interested in getting to know him, you're attracted to him, you enjoyed your time with him, but you also know that there were a lot of things that maybe you wanted to change with that person. And when you have feelings for someone and vice versa, and they have feelings for you too, things change and their actions may change just because they have feelings for you. So if on the first date, they don't, you know, hold a standard to everything on your list, that doesn't mean you shouldn't go on a second date. Because unless you like completely didn't feel the vibe, but if there's things that they're missing on the list, those things can be adapted. Unless they're like big, huge red flags and they're going on for months, obviously that's different. But stop holding such high expectations for people who don't even want those things for themselves, because you're just gonna end up disappointed and it's unfair to that person. The next thing is to stop changing your personality based on who you're around. I understand having different humor, having different inside jokes, having different conversation, having different energies around different people, because I'm of course that same way. I think everyone is that way. If I'm around one friend, I'm talking about these things. If I'm around another friend, I'm talking about these things, like etc. That's normal, but when you change your full personality, when you change your morals, your values, your opinions based on who you're around, I think that is very unattractive and it shows such a lack of emotional strength, because you're not confident in who you are mentally, emotionally, or physically. So stop trying to change for the people around you. Stop trying to change so certain people agree with you. And just really just be who you are, talk about the things you want to talk about, and hold the same opinions no matter who you're around. The next thing for emotional strength, this is a big one when it comes to enhancing your emotional strength, is to stop acting on emotion. If you are in a situation and someone says something or does something that upsets you, do not act in that moment. Take a second to really think about what they said, no matter what situation you're in. Just deep breath in, deep breath out, process what they've said, and do not act. I've been in situations where I'll be sitting with a group of people and we're all like in a conversation and whatever, and someone will say something towards me that hurts my feelings, and it's like, oh well, Olivia da da da, and my first instinct is to say, what did you da, da, da? You know, like, what did you just say da, da, da? you know that's my first instinct. But then I've learned to be more calm, to be more peaceful, to be more zen, to be more, you know, thoughtful of the words that come out of my mouth, because I'm trying to grow, you know, trying to grow that emotional strength. Whereas now, instead of acting on emotion and instead of speaking on emotion, I'll think of what they said. And if it's something that like hurt me or something that angered me, I'll just like take a deep breath in. I'll take a second and I'll be like, I'm not responding to you. My next tip for enhancing and growing emotional strength, believe that everything will be okay in the end. If every single day or every single situation you remind yourself, if it's meant to be, it will be, or it will be okay, it will work itself out, I promise that will change a lot for you. I always kind of just like will be in a shit situation. I'll be like, it'll be, what's meant to be will be. And then I kind of just like let out a little smile, because I'm like, what's meant to be will be. Which kind of brings me into my last tip, which is to trust in God's timing and have faith that better is in the way. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be hurt over a situation. It's okay to be upset with someone. But just remind yourself, it's going to be okay in the end. God has better on the way. God will never disappoint you. He's either going to give you what you think you want, or he's going to give you better, because it's what you're actually supposed to have. And when you remind yourself of that, I promise you, so much will shift for you. And I bring this up in a few episodes, but I did see this quote on TikTok where this guy was like, I broke this girl's heart And in response, she said, I hope you get everything you want, but not everything you need. And it put into perspective for me that the things that we want are probably not what's best for us. And there's probably so much better for us in the way, because if I think 5 years ago of who I wanted or what I wanted, I would not be happy with that right now. So it's like just trusting that what you're going to receive is better than what you think that you want right now. And what you need is way better than what you want. And just believing, like, if it's meant to be, it will be. Everything will come together in the end. It's come together this far. It's not going to stop here. And that really does kind of just switch your emotional narrative a lot and help you see kind of like the bright side of things and help you kind of stay calm and less anxious about certain situations or certain aspects of your life. That is all I'm going to talk about in today's episode on enhancing and growing emotional strength. I hope these tips helped you, whether you've gone through a certain situation or, you know, just in general, maybe your temper or some things that you struggle with internally kind of needed to be let out sometimes and you really want to work on that part of you. I completely understand that. I'm the same way. But I want to thank you guys so much for your constant love and support towards my show. You guys have no idea how much it means to me when you guys DM me and follow my socials. So make sure you guys follow all my socials, linked in the description. I hope you're enjoying the series, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Mwah.